Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kurt Hahn on my second channel, Technical Storytelling with a Heart. I'm Kurt's January 7th, 2014. I'm currently down here at the Northwood Memorial and Gratitude Park in Irvine, California, on the corner of Bryan and Yale. And I'm here for a couple of reasons. I just took some pictures. I have a flag here. This is a story I want to tell. I have two flags. I have my George S. Patton flag, which is going to be donated to the Patton Museum in Scirocco Summit, California on February 8th, 2014. And you're wondering why I'm here. Well, the Northwood Memorial is a memorial dedicated to the Afghanistan and Iraqi war fallen for the last 20-some-odd years. We've been involved with Iraq and Afghanistan. And, again, you're probably wondering what that has to do with George Patton. Well, let me back the story up, if I might. I came down here in November 2013, had my flag flown by a gentleman named Dale Jelnick. And that, my flag and a second flag, those two flags were mailed to Afghanistan through Operation Crazy Horse. And both have apparently been flown. And my flag is due back in March of 2014. And the second flag was donated to a soldier who apparently just made specialist in December of 2014. And I thought it was appropriate here as a soldier in Afghanistan, I'd have a flag flown at the memorial to the fallen in Afghanistan. I am leading up to something. I did a show a while back with Joy DeRozio, who's the acting superintendent of the Luxembourg Battle Memorial Cemetery in Luxembourg, where George S. Patton is currently buried, well, is buried. And she told a story that one day after it had snowed, and if I get my facts wrong, please forgive me, I'm doing this without any notes. She told a story of the day after a snowfall, the snow had melted, and they found this letter in a Ziploc bag at Patton's gravesite in Luxembourg. And the story is written by a family of a Army Lieutenant Colonel currently serving in Afghanistan. And the letter was written to Patton, asking that the spirit of Patton, it's a great story, but I always get emotional, that the spirit of Patton walked over this Lieutenant Colonel as he was serving in Afghanistan and asking that Patton watch over him. Anyway, come to find out, this Lieutenant Colonel got hurt trying to save some of his troops in attack. And through some process, this lieutenant colonel came back to Patton's grave site in Luxembourg and was reunited with the letter that his family had written. Quite the emotional story. But it's interesting how all these separate events are interrelated with the story of Patton in Afghanistan and cemeteries. Second thing I learned over my travails over the summer, Christmas break, was we went to on a road trip to Texas to go see my grandkids. And we stopped at a place called Columbus, New Mexico. And you're wondering what this all has to do with Patton. Well, in 1916, Pancho Villa did a raid on the city of Columbus, New Mexico. And it's one of the few raids ever met on U.S. soil. It's one of four that I know of. In any case, Black Jack Pershing was sent to go into Mexico and spent 11 months chasing Pancho Villa and never did find him. But what was interesting was George S. Patton, as lieutenant, got his start under Black Jack Pershing and got the idea for mechanized tank warfare while chasing Pancho Villa in Mexico back in 1916-1917. He was also awarded the Silver Star, I guess, for getting in a gun battle with two of Pancho Villa's senior leaders and killing them. What was interesting was that Black Jack Pershing eventually got out of the Army and was one of the first heads of the American Battle Monument Commission, who runs the foreign cemeteries overseas for the fallen American who fought in the wars going back to the Spanish-American War. I thought it was appropriate, and maybe it's just because I like following rabbit trails, But I'm going to donate my flag that courtesy of Army Captain Colin Fulbright took my flag and flew it over several cemeteries and historical sites and in honor of this flag going to the Patton Museum. I thought it would be appropriate to donate this flag to Patton, and there's a story linked to Patton and Afghanistan that it would only be fitting that the flag visit the Northwood Memorial here in Irvine. For those who haven't been here, there are sentinels with the 2,700 names of fallen Americans on the corner of Bryan and Yale that stands in tribute to those who have fallen in Afghanistan and Iraq. As a side note, I've also brought my original flag that I retired from the United States Navy in 2001 here. Again, my third flag is currently in Afghanistan someplace, third or fourth. So I wanted a chance to bring my original down here to commemorate the fact that it and the Patton flag have both now been here. And I just thought it was appropriate to share a story. And again, I apologize to everybody if my story is not completely 100% factually correct. Please correct me. Anyway, take enough of your time. I just want to do a quick story. You want to reach me? My flag is going out again to Sharaka Summit, February 8th. I'd like to thank Dale Jelnick, who was one of the figureheads in making this Northwood Memorial happen. This really is a cool place out here on the corner. There's a lady by the name of Cheryl Tolan who runs Operation Crazy Horse, Welcome Home, MilitaryHeroes.org, up in Rio Grande, California, whose son is currently serving in Afghanistan. She's the one who made it possible for my flag to fly in Afghanistan. Mike Pearson of the Pat Museum out in Sharaka Summit, who kind of got me started on this whole thing, although he doesn't know it. And just in general, and those who made this happen, I want to say thank you. And the names here, thank you. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I just thought briefly where I wanted to film, take some pictures. And with that, I'll let you get back to your day's events. And thank you very much. You can reach me at oscssw@juno.com. You can reach me through Facebook at facebook.com/S3Productions1. Or you can reach me through Blog Talk. Just a short story I wanted to share with y'all. And with that, I need to get back to doing my thing. And thank you so very much. Goodbye.